It's 1320 WILS, the Ebling and You program. I'm Russ White from MSU University Relations, sitting in for Jack Ebling today. And it's a pleasure to welcome friend and colleague John Hill to the program. John, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Russ.
John Hill is the Director of Alumni Career Services at MSU's Thriving Alumni Association, and really has his team on the cutting edge of what alumni career service organizations are doing now, which is not just advising people on their resumes and stuff anymore. But John, let's start, because we hear all about Facebook and Twitter, and more in your case, LinkedIn. But how exactly have the technology and the social media impacted how people look for jobs now in 2010?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we see, Russ, is that information is more available when you're trying to connect with companies and build off affiliations or connections or your network within a social media environment to help you find an opportunity. That wasn't really around 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I think most people who I connect with or have heard me speak, I talk about LinkedIn on a regular basis. One of the reasons I love it is if you think about just the mid-Michigan market, within a 50-mile radius of where we're at right now, there are about 150,000 people who have a profile on LinkedIn. That's a lot of people that you can connect with. And we are heavy on playing off affiliation to find opportunity. One of the major affiliations we have is Michigan State University. And so we go through a whole process of how you can research people online. You can research companies online, specifically in environments like LinkedIn. And then on something like Twitter, you can engage with people at the company and get a feel for who the people are and what they're about, and then actionalize them to help you out and help you get the foot in the door. The whole thought process is you want to get kind of behind the curtain and connect with HR from the inside, so become an internal referral. And social media allows you to do that.
So if you're looking for a job and you really don't know what the heck LinkedIn is, what do you do?
Yeah. I think you start off with setting up a profile, and essentially it emulates your resume. So it's your work experience, it's your educational experience, your associations, your affiliations, and then you start to connect with people that you know. And so what it begins to do is showcase a virtual representation of what your network is. The beauty of that is you can carry that anywhere you go. You can access it from your phone, from your computer at home or work, and you always have that at the ready. And not only that, you can see who those people are connected to and then who those people are connected to. So it allows you to really see how you can get from point A to point C, really within any company, utilizing relationships that you have.
What if you're an employer then thinking, I've heard about this LinkedIn thing too. How do they maybe differently use the tool to find good people?
Yeah, well, it obviously has become a very strong recruiting source. So headhunters will go on, recruiters will go on for corporations, and they'll look for the people who have the qualifications that they want to bring into positions. And that's kind of changed the game quite a bit. You used to have to kind of cross your fingers that you get the right resumes in, and now you can actually look for the candidates that you want. And again, you can play off your networks within a corporation to connect with people who might know somebody who has a certain skill set that you want to bring in.
How about Twitter then and Facebook? Do they have their own, you know, roles in this? You sort of said that earlier, but is LinkedIn the main one, and don't get your Facebook in the way sort of thing?
Yeah, well, and actually, I think that's a great representation. You know, Facebook, in my mind, from a career and job search perspective, probably the least of importance. For this reason, a lot of people utilize it as a social network, and it's difficult to mix purely social with professional. LinkedIn, you can paint that professional picture, so it's the corporate office. Twitter, I think, is somewhere in between. So you can engage both from a personality perspective with friends or with topics that you want to talk about, essentially developing your personal brand. Outside of that, though, again, going back to the engagement with people within a company, this is the first time that you have an opportunity to get in on the inside with people who are actually working in the environment and have conversation with them and pitch and position things that make you look good. And so I think it can be a valuable tool in regard to engagement.
John Hill, my guest on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. John, what about the Love Lansing hashtag and some of the things you've been doing in entrepreneurship that, like you say, are taking the MSU Alumni Association career services to the cutting edge and beyond?
Yeah, well, we've certainly branched out beyond just advising or counseling. We can position Alumni Career Services as a a piece of the economic generation that happens within the state of Michigan. And part of that is to help foster the entrepreneurial networks that are within the state. Part of that is to develop programming that will help people understand social media at a higher level, and they can enforce it within their corporate environment. So there's a corporate engagement aspect of it. And that's much different than a lot of colleges and universities are playing right now. Going to the Love Lansing aspect, we have over 200,000 alumni outside of the state of Michigan. And as we look to build the state of Michigan back up and mid-Michigan region, one of the resources that we have are those alumni. How can we connect them back to high-paying, high-profile jobs? How can we keep them connected back to the state of Michigan for entrepreneurial opportunities or reinvestment back in the state of Michigan? That Love Lansing is a small thing, the Love Lansing hashtag that happens in Twitter, but it's an identifier to people who are interested in learning more about the region and staying connected when they're in D.C. or Chicago or New York, and they're hearing the good things that are happening here. And there are a lot of good things, and I think that falls by the wayside sometime. But if you look at as far as innovation is concerned, you know, where you would want to be, you want to be where it's really needed. And the state of Michigan needs that right now.
And sometimes I've heard people get caught up in the technology so much. I really liked what I heard you tell President Simon and Mark Hollis on a podcast about you still got to have the skills and you still got to be able to meet and be competent face to face with people, right? I mean, there's no virtual John Hill that's going to go get a job somewhere.
No, they haven't cloned anybody yet, and we're not at that point. But, you know, ultimately, the basic blocking and tackling still comes into play. So you need to be able to converse with somebody on a face-to-face basis. You need to develop an elevator pitch and essentially sell yourself in a face-to-face fashion. Your resume has to be up to snuff. You have to have the experience, both from an educational and a work perspective, and the qualifications. That doesn't change. What social media has allowed you to do is connect with more people about what you are and who you are and how you would fit into whatever structure you're trying to get into.
And John Hill, you've coined a phrase that's spreading around university advancement about you want to be there for the alumni so they're there for you later. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, obviously we have a lot of alumni who are looking for opportunities, who are looking for jobs, who are looking for connections, for networks, and we classify ourselves as your personal network for life. And one of the advantages of our office is we get to help people, and they're attached to the university. Well, that help will pay back at some point, whether they're helping another Spartan down the road, a Spartan helping Spartan, or they connect back to the university with opportunities with companies that they work for or the companies that they build. It's a win-win situation for the university, for our offices, and, you know, it makes you feel good as a Spartan.
And what is Gumball?
Well,
I love the name.
I'm part of a group called Young, Smart, and Global in Mid-Michigan. And the thought process there is to help really promote entrepreneurialism and entrepreneurialism, spur innovation, foster enterprising thought process, and whatever form that takes. And there's a number of examples, for instance, Art Alley, which is in Rio Town, or the Neo Center, which is an incubator space in Rio Town, or the Hatch, which is a student entrepreneurship opportunity, or incubator space out of the Technology Innovation Center in East Lansing. That has essentially enabled people to try to really reinvigorate Mid-Michigan. Gumball was a group of students at Michigan State University who got together and started talking about how they could help out each other in entrepreneurial efforts. And it was an organic group. They started on their own, and they met every week, and they said, what resources do we have to help each other out? And they ended up connecting with YSG, which, again, is kind of that nonprofit trying to help that kind of attitude. Invariably, that's provided us an opportunity to network those student entrepreneurs and now some young alumni entrepreneurs into the Mid-Michigan fabric and keep them networked here, whether they start a business in Chicago or Atlanta or New York or D.C. or Grand Rapids or Detroit. They still have ties to some of the networks and relationships here. And again, that's a win-win situation because there's a rebound effect. We may get some of those relationships coming back in to the area.
And are you confident we can keep this economy moving in the right direction here in Michigan? Because a lot of what you've talked about is keeping the kids here, keeping the smart kids here. It's a knowledge economy and re-recruiting some of these alumni back. Are you feeling good about the future?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I personally take out of the initiatives that we do is that I want to position MSU and Mid-Michigan as a place that my kids want to be 20 years from now. And this is essentially an opportunity for me, and I know a lot of the people I'm kind of shoulder to shoulder with on these initiatives, to give back and hope to see the economy get to the point where we're looked at as the entrepreneurial center of the world again. I truly believe that that can happen, and we pour a lot of effort to make that happen across the state. And, you know, there are a lot of good people rowing in the right direction. So, you know, it's going to take some time, but obviously there are some initiatives that are happening and some folks that are getting together that are doing some things on their own. And, you know, really that's where innovation comes from.
And despite what you hear, there are jobs in and around the Lansing area. Take advantage of these new tools. Get LinkedIn, pun intended, right, and go get it.
Yeah, well, and actually one of the websites that I love to utilize in the job search is called simplyhired.com. I looked today, and there are 88,000 jobs available in the state of Michigan. And we hear all the time that there aren't jobs here, but there are. And it's just a matter of being able to locate them. And again, utilizing tools like LinkedIn and Twitter to connect into those opportunities. There's a lot of perception that there aren't opportunities here, but there are.
Well, John, just summarize then as we close. What are the key things that people need to know about how they find a job in 2010?
Yeah, the new job search in my mind rotates on having a good personal brand online. So representing yourself well in LinkedIn and Twitter, connecting with the right environments there to learn more about the companies that you're interested in, find affiliations, whether that's university affiliation or shared work experiences or family or friends, to get your resume in the right hands behind kind of the corporate curtain and get an internal referral down into HR, which is going to increase your chances of finding jobs and opportunities. And I think social media has opened up the doors to do some of that. But again, going back to what we were saying earlier, the basic blocking and tackling is still at play.
John Hill is MSU's Alumni Career Services Director out of the Michigan State University Alumni Association, and connect with John in one of a million places at alumni.msu.edu. John, thanks for coming in.
Russ, I always enjoy it. Thank you so much for having me on.
And I'm Russ White in for Jack Ebling on 1320 WILS. More compelling talk radio and more in a moment.